fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 9th day of November, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, after yesterday, I'm more proud than ever to say that we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to get an alternative, maybe 2 alternative ways to heat your home. We have winter right around the corner, unless you're in the frozen northland where they already have winter. And an alternative way to heat your home without the power grid would be excellent. Be a patient way in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is a proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We only have Chance, for about 20 minutes or so before he has to get to an appointment. And good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. Well, I don't know if you're following the elections, but...
Oh, yes.
It does appear that our governor here in Texas, Governor Abbott, will retain his seat, as well as a few other key states. So it's good to see that the system is working. I voted myself personally yesterday and have a little story to tell.
Okay.
So I was given my ballot. I made my choices. Then you take that ballot over to another machine, and that's how you actually cast your vote. And there was a black gal there. She was sitting down next to the machine, and I know what I'm doing, so I go to feed it into the machine, and she stands up. But I got my arm kind of covering the ballot, and she stands right up, and she looks over my arm, my ballot, and I said, can I help you? She goes, well, you need some help? I said, no, you can sit back down. I think she was just doing a mental tally in her head.
Okay. Was she an employee of the
there? Yes. Poll worker.
Yeah. And she did that with everybody, apparently.
Apparently. And, but, you know, I just said, no, just sit back down. I don't need your help. Just interesting, but great turnout. I mean, it was a long line. They only had 6 voting machines in this area. And a lot of people showed up to vote. So that's good to see, brother, that people know that their vote does count.
Well, my precinct, our polling place, is the American Legion Hall, where I'm the commander. And typically, in an off-year election like this, we make it 55 voters in our precinct. Yesterday, I voted about 2 hours, a little more than 2 hours before the polls closed, just before 5 p.m. And we had voter number 172.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. I've never seen so. And when I was there, there was half a dozen voters in our little precinct waiting to vote. I've never seen that many ever, even during a presidential election. So people are angry. There was one of the, we only have two Democrats in my area. One of them is a poll worker, and she sat there, you know, doing her job as a paid poll worker. We couldn't get enough people to fill up all the seats. We typically have six people working at the poll, at our polling place. We only had two, one Republican and one Democrat. Sometimes we can't find a genuine Democrat, so we have to have a Republican pretend to be a Democrat just to fill in the space. I mean, that's, we don't have a single Democratic office holder in the entire county.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Not a single Democratic office holder in the entire county. And they don't bother to run anymore because they know they're not going to get elected. Why spend the money?
But St. Louis and Kansas City, that's a different story, right?
St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Missouri, where the university is, Springfield, to a certain extent, is the small Democratic enclave in the state of Missouri.
I bet you the crime's up there, too.
Crime in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield is an issue. The city of St. Louis leads the nation in crime for the following reason. It goes back to the Civil War, when St. Louis no longer was part of a county. When they did that, that changed how the numbers work out, the demographics, the actuarial tables, and so forth, which gives a false impression that the city of St. Louis has this incredibly high crime rate, where if it was a normal city in a county, as almost every city is in a county in the United States, it would have a more normal crime figures. So that makes it look far worse than what it really is.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. I spent 15 years in Kansas City, and I watched that city change just in the short amount of time that I was there back in the 70s and 80s. And I've been back since. My father had passed about a year ago, and I just don't even recognize it, brother. I mean, it's the whole landscape of the city has changed, and more people are now moving out into the suburbs of the city, and it's crazy. It really is.
Right, right. I don't know if Amendment 3 passed in Missouri or not. I'm not sure numbers are in yet. That would allow recreational purchase and possession of marijuana in Missouri. We were doing our best to stop it, and I don't know what the outcome was. So we'll see.
Can comment on that.
Go ahead.
We don't differ, you and I, on many things. We might differ on this. I don't personally, I don't take any pharmaceutical drugs or recreational drugs. I haven't, and I don't choose to. But at the same time, what I do realize, John, is that people who want to smoke marijuana are going to smoke marijuana, whether they do it legally or illegally. And a lot of these states are passing these amendments because they want some revenue from that to pay in areas that have shortcomings, right, that they need the cash. And so, this is true. People who choose to smoke marijuana on a regular basis, recreationally, will do it no matter what the law says.
Well, that's true of all illegal activity, quite frankly. The market will always meet the demand, no matter what the demand is. And this is just human nature. The market will always meet the demand, which is one reason the Bible is such an interesting, fascinating book, is because, among other things, the Bible is a study in human nature, which has not and never will change. We may have more computing power in the hip pocket of a grade school child in the form of a smartphone than NASA had when they allegedly, the operative word being allegedly, sent a man to the moon in 1969. But human nature hasn't changed. Right. It never will. So what you the market will always meet the demand. As far as human tragedy and loss of life, alcohol is head and shoulders above all others when it comes to human misery and human tragedy. We had a very ill, not well thought out experiment the 1930s, attempting to ban the manufacture of alcohol, which led to a crime families, including the Kennedy crime family, which made their fortune with whiskey, getting incredibly wealthy 80 years ago, and they're still wealthy from the prohibition of alcohol. So, anyway, I was a bit surprised in Texas. We had a number of congressmen that were Democratic congressmen who were elected and that won't protect the border. What's going on with that, Chance?
So I was actually typing you a message. What was your question about Texas, sir?
We had a number of Democratic congressmen elected in Texas who won't defend the Texas border. What's going on with that?
So what it comes down to is you know, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the secretary of state have a very strong stance on the border. And where we're at right now is fighting against the feds to keep those borders secure. And unfortunately, the ranchers are taking up a lot of that responsibility, just protecting those areas on their land where they're coming across. We're not getting the assistance from the federal government that we're supposed to. And drugs, lots and lots and lots of drugs, including fentanyl, which is very dangerous, as well as gang members are crossing the border every single day, every single day. And so when we have elected officials that turn a blind eye to that or even assist, right, in sheltering illegal immigrants, it's a problem. It's a problem for this state, and it's a problem for our country, sir.
It is, absolutely. Well, I don't have my calculator handy, but I believe the number is 5 million. The past 2 years or the past year?
I think that's 2 years. Yes,
2 years. Mm-hmm. So 2.5 million a year. That can easily be calculated as to how many per day, how many per week, how many per hour, and so forth. It's a phenomenal number, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it is strange to tell you the truth. We are not, our country right now is not in a very economical landfall. I mean, there's jobs out there, but there's not a lot of jobs. And so, you know, this isn't the same USA as it was just 3 years ago. So for those crossing the border, they must be absolutely desperate, because they're taking a risk here of coming here illegally to find that there's no work for them. And we really need to pick up the gavel, these judges, these circuit judges, district judges, local judges, and get these people on buses and turn back around.
Absolutely. Well, the way to do that is to catch them at the border. Well, what's the plans of Governor Abbott for dealing with the illegal aliens? Is he going to put the National Guard down there? What's he going to do?
You know, he's done that before. I think more than anything else, we need to get our Border Patrol properly equipped, give them the funding that they need to do their jobs properly. And I think Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton and the guys that are running things here in the state, and thankfully they were reelected, are able to do that. This is a very rich state. We do have the resources. We just have to get those allocated and get behind our law enforcement to allow them to do their job.
Now, the ranchers down there, of course, they're suffering financial loss, having property destroyed, fences broken, things stolen, built. They have a direct financial interest in stopping this themselves, don't they?
No, absolutely, and that it goes beyond just trespassing. A lot of these, again, these are criminals, absolute criminals, and so their families' lives are in jeopardy when these folks come across the border and onto their land, and they're willing to defend their land and any means necessary in order to make that possible. There's an old saying I like: if you choose to come onto my property without permission, please bring identification so we can notify your next of kin. Right? I mean, that's where we're at. These ranchers are having to defend not their land, not just for trespassing, but for the danger that represents when you've got, what is it, MS gang? Coming over by the thousands, brother, by the thousands, and they are up to no good whatsoever. They're not coming over to,
you know, to
say hi. No, no, sir.
Eagle Pass seems to be one of the main entry points for the illegals, and they're just why go to Eagle Pass? Why not just go to a regular point of entry if they're going to be treated as a in the way they're treated, given a new smartphone and a court date? Why can't they just do that at a regular place where they don't have to get wet and cross the river?
That's a good question. It's a process, right? It's a process, and maybe they don't choose take the chance. They might be turned back. You know,
you can walk across, Juarez? Mm-hmm. Just walk across the bridge. And be treated the same way as if you're risking your life crossing a river on foot through the water? There has to be a difference. Why would they take that risk of life and limb and just walk across a nice dry bridge?
And you're breaking up just a little bit, John. I don't know why. Well, you know, the bad guys, they're not going to walk across it legally. They're on the list, right? They're on the watch list. They'll be arrested right at the border for those that are on that watch list. So the bad guys, that's easy. They're gonna take the risk.
And they're not arrested when the Border Patrol doesn't arrest them at Eagle Pass. They just process them like they're a normal person.
I'm pretty sure, John, that there is a watch list. Both for terrorists and gang members, they're gonna not just get turned back; they're probably gonna get handcuffed.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we probably need to reconnect at the break here, so we're getting broken audio on my end also. Okay, well, I know you need to get out of here in a couple of minutes. Any specials that we need to know about at Simply Clean Foods?
Yes, sir. Just a couple. We're having a sale on cauliflower, which is great for making cauliflower tortillas if you are gluten-free or you want to just keep gluten out of your life. And our zucchini, we're inventory-wise, we found some extra in the walk-ins, and so we're a little heavy there, so we're just going to pass that on. You buy two, you get one free. It's right on the website. If you choose cauliflower zucchini, you buy two, you get one free. If you use the code LIBERTYMAN, no spaces, all small letters. We're also going to ship that to you for free if you live in the lower 48 states, and discounted shipping to both Alaska and Hawaii and Puerto Rico. So take advantage of that. Well, we don't have a lot of sales these days because of inflation. Things are getting a little bit more expensive, but take advantage of that while you can.
Okay. Chance, we appreciate you being with us. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We'll have open lines after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Do you want to protect your car, the car of your spouse, the car of that youngster off to college, with the exact same equipment, no difference, the exact same equipment used by the Department of Defense, and get a $50 discount on each piece of equipment? That's at thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale is in effect immediately for the energy cleaner. It goes until Monday, the 14th at midnight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you make your purchase, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. And a special gift included, a premium, that would be a copy of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. This sells for $25 at my website, shipping included. And it's the work, that DVD has the work that my Prague Peace Prize was based on that I received in Prague, Czech Republic, the summer of 2017. All right, we'll have open lines here. The call number is 512-248-8252. We're reconnected. Hopefully we'll have the audio glitches gone away. We didn't get the red tide that we were hoping we would get nationwide. Last time I checked, it wasn't clear if we would get enough votes in the Senate to control the Senate. Our new Senator Eric Schmidt has said publicly that he will not support the Republican majority leader, that he won't do that. And that's good. Both our senators have said that. We need a real, a genuine conservative Christian Republican to be the Senate majority leader, assuming that we get enough votes for that to take place. Even if we don't, the Senate minority leader needs to change also. These rhino Republicans aren't helping things at all. They're making things worse, quite frankly. The Ron DeSantis win in Florida was significant for a number of reasons. One of the main ones being what happened in Miami-Dade County, where it's been a Democratic stronghold for decades. And winning those, you know, Miami and Dade County is a big deal. It's a really big deal. Florida is demonstrating to the rest of the country what freedom can and should look like with low taxes. They didn't put up with the silliness of George Floyd riots. The governor stopped that before they got, you know, George Floyd basically committed suicide with a drug overdose, in case you don't know. I found it so aggravating that they did not release the video of George Floyd handcuffed, sitting in the back seat of a patrol car, saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." Why didn't they release that before tens of millions of dollars of damage was done and people murdered? Because they only released the second video, which had George Floyd on the ground with the knee on his neck saying, "I can't breathe." The man was dying. He was in a... I can't speak on behalf of the police because I haven't interviewed them. But they most likely... Why did they take him out of the backseat of the patrol car and put him on the ground? Was it a matter of concern for him, thinking that he couldn't stand being in a confined space? Was that the reason they took him out and put him on the ground? He seemed to be quite comfortable sitting in the backseat of that car, a nice upholstered seat of a patrol car, seated comfortably, and waiting to be taken to the police station to be processed. And he's sitting there saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." That's one of the classic signs of a person dying from that kind of drug overdose. They say they can't breathe. He had enough drugs in his body to kill two healthy adult males, by the way, more than two. Healthy adult males. And he killed himself. And he became some kind of folk hero, as if the police had killed him, which is certainly not the case, not at all. All right, I'm looking at the headlines here at the Liberty Daily. Most of it has to do with the election, of course. Let's see if I can scroll down and find anything to do with Ukraine. Nothing near the top here. It's as if the war in Ukraine has just gone away. No, not seeing anything here. Okay. here's an interesting headline. A murder suspect caught while stealing a shopping cart filled with laundry detergent. How about that? That's kind of interesting. Well, we did what we could yesterday, didn't we? Nationwide. I did my part, encouraging people to get out and vote. Of course, I did vote myself. And here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
gentlemen, we are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Our humor section got added to this morning. We're adding to it a couple of times a week. We need some humor in our lives, I believe, don't you? Right next to that, there are two Joe Bidens, two pretenders. The genuine Joe Biden, the one who was elected to the U.S. Senate all those years ago with Chinese money helping him, has a detached earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. You don't need to be any kind of highly qualified analyst to make that determination. Any grade school child can see the difference in the earlobes. It's very apparent. Very apparent. No difference whatsoever. And of course, Mike Lindell has a nice sale on the six-piece MyPillow towel set, only $40. That's a 55% savings. Right next to that, the Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment, commercial quality equipment that fits in your home. Excellent, excellent equipment. And energy cleaners. We have a Veterans Day sale going on right now until Monday the 14th at midnight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference with a special premium thrown in. That would be a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It's a two-DVD set that I sell at my website for $25. And the work in this DVD was the basis for me being awarded a Prague Peace Prize in July of 2017 in Prague, Czech Republic. I was very proud to be able to receive that award, very humbled. So that's all at my website at thelibertyband.com. If you place your order for your energy cleaner, your micro plush throw, your mattress pad to go with it at my website, there's no problem. Go ahead and do that. If you call my toll-free order line, they won't have a clue what you're talking about. You mentioned a sale. Just go ahead and place your order. I refund the difference manually. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. And President Trump will make his announcement, I believe, next week, the 15th, if I'm not mistaken, on what he's going to do. Will he run for president? Will he not? I saw his daughter, I believe it was, on the television this morning, talking about what her dad may or may not do. Keeping it very close to the vest. My private sources haven't been much help, but we'll see. I would love to see Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis run as a team, with Ron DeSantis running as vice president. I don't know if he would do that or not, but I think it would be a winning ticket, quite frankly. Donald Trump really needs to come clean on about Operation Warp Speed, what he knew and when did he find out about the fake pandemic. It was a fake pandemic. There was no pandemic, using the traditional definition of what constitutes a pandemic, which I believe was changed about 10 years ago or so. They changed the definition of a pandemic so they could legally call it one. And the clot shot, people keep calling it experimental. Well, publicly, it is experimental. Privately, I know that they took at least 6 years to develop it before it was released 2 years ago. At least 6 years, maybe more, to develop these clot shots. Nothing experimental about them at all. They knew exactly what they would do and how they would do it in terms of killing people, causing myocarditis, causing spontaneous abortions, causing men to be sterile, and so forth. President Trump really needs to come clean about what he found out and when he found out about the clot shots and about the make-believe pandemic. We have our first caller here. We've got Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Yes, sir. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead. We hear you.
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys this morning. I don't know what news you guys are watching, but they stole everything. They stole everything. As far as I'm concerned, I'm probably going to leave the Republican Party, and I'm probably going to get out of. I mean, I'm an election officer in my state of Virginia, and I can't really believe what's happening, but I can't believe that that many people that aren't going to fight back, but they're just, I can't believe it's over, man. Our country's done, because they're going to look at the rest of the world is looking at us for hope, and there's not all these tyrants around the world are just giving a green light now. Like, oh, well, Democrats just steal all they want, and Republicans aren't going to do anything about it. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Nobody wants to fight because everybody's still got their Netflix and they still got their Starbucks. Things aren't bad enough. Well, they all can zip around town and do what they want. And all these idiots that aren't mad enough.
What do you think needs to be done, Chris? Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. Is Chris gone? Hello, is Chris gone? Okay. Okay, I guess Chris is gone. The call number is 512-248-8252. I don't know if we have enough votes to control the House of Representatives yet. I was watching Fox News before my show began this morning, and it was not, we had 200 seats at the time, which is not enough to control the House of Representatives. And the Senate race, when I, before my show started, was 48-48 Republican-Democrat. So there were a lot of, you know, of course there was election fraud. That was a given. We knew that there'd be election fraud. And how did a man who can barely speak coherently, John Fetterman, get elected to anything? It's a complete mystery to me. We have a caller and holder, we're at Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I agree with you on most things, many things, but I want to respectfully and politely and professionally, without, you know, animosity, challenge you on a position you've taken against the legalization of cannabis. And I prefer to use the term cannabis because marijuana is a pejorative term that was created to kind of demonize it based on the Mexican slang word. But if and you made the case against prohibition of cannabis, because in your comments regarding alcohol prohibition, so if prohibition failed regarding alcohol, why would it work regarding cannabis?
Well, it hasn't worked, obviously.
Right. That's why I would support the decriminalization of it, because there's only two, generally speaking, two entities benefit from having cannabis at marijuana, so to speak, be illegal. And those entities are the criminal cartels that benefit from having the price so high, because when something is illegal, you know, people seek it more and they want it more, and the price, and there's fewer people in the market, so the price goes through the roof. If you made ladies' underwear illegal tomorrow, you'd have the Russians and the Mexican cartels and the mafia killing each other over street corners to sell ladies' underwear. So making anything illegal only benefits the cartels, the dealers, the people who are in the market selling it, and the police. The police benefit tremendously, and the esquires and the courts benefit tremendously, because it drags so many cases into their court. It keeps them afloat. It keeps them alive. The CIA makes a fortune running drugs. The FBI makes, the DEA makes a fortune hunting drug dealers and people who often are not dealers, but just caught up in it. Maybe, consumers or, you know, some college student traveling with a half a pound or something. So only the police and the criminals benefit from this. So I don't think it's a conservative position to encourage the continuance of making cannabis illegal. I think the drug war is very communistic and very dangerous and creates a totalitarian police state. The reason we have the most corrupt profession in the country and in the world, if you look at the statistics, are the police. And why is that? Because they take so many payoffs from the drug dealers, and it leads to general corruption on both sides, in the criminal element, so to speak, and in law enforcement. So I would encourage you to kind of reevaluate the position and realize that, you know, prohibition failed miserably. At least it failed for the people during the alcohol times, and they repealed it because of that. I think we should have the same kind of plan for cannabis, which is, let's decriminalize, let's forget the prohibition, respect people's freedom. As Sam Andrews very wisely said, it's a plant created by God, which many people use for medicinal purposes. If you ask any police officer, how many accidents have you cleaned up from alcohol, and how many car accidents have you cleaned up regarding cannabis, they'll tell you thousands with alcohol and virtually none with cannabis. So I hope I've made the case for you maybe to reevaluate your position.
Well, Eric, let me educate you a little bit.
Sure.
Who was behind prohibition of both alcohol and cannabis, and why?
Well, I would argue that ultimately it's the powers that be, the deep state.
No. It's a specific man. You don't know, do you?
Oh, well, not off the top of my head.
Well, you're going to find out.
Okay.
Who did it and why? John David Rockefeller.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's why. I'm a car buff. Do you know that a Model T Ford has a spark advance control on the steering column?
Okay.
Did you know that?
I'm not a technical expert on Model Ts, but I believe you.
Okay. The reason why Model T Fords had spark advance on the steering column was the following reason. They were dual fuel automobiles. They could burn either alcohol or gasoline or a mixture of both. And so, depending on what the mixture was, you could change the spark advance so the car would run properly. And Rockefeller did not like competition. The farmers all around the country were making their own alcohol, and they were using cannabis to do that,
right?
Because it's the most efficient plant to make alcohol with, and running their Model T Fords on the alcohol they made. So to eliminate competition for his gasoline, John Rockefeller put money. The women's temperance movement was regarded as a bunch of silly women that nobody paid attention to at all until they got money from Rockefeller to do lobbying with. Mm-hmm. And then at about the same time, nobody cared if a few jazz musicians in New Orleans got stoned on cannabis. Who cared about that? Nobody. But they made these scary movies to make it to help promote it being illegal. So the reason both alcohol and cannabis were made illegal was to create a monopoly for John Rockefeller to sell gasoline. Pure and simple.
Right. Very excellent point. And from what I understand from history, the newspaper conglomerates, I believe Hearst was one at the top of the list, didn't want the pulp, you see, because cannabis, hemp as well, can be used as a food, a fuel, and a fiber. So you would just address the concern with fuel, the fuel moguls and the fuel magnates not wanting the competition from cannabis for fuel. Likewise, the newspaper conglomerates and the big fish in the newspaper industry didn't want the newspaper being made. They wanted the wood pulp industry was similarly to Rockefeller. They didn't want the paper being made from hemp or cannabis, which grows inexpensively and all over the place very easily. They wanted it to come from trees. You know, Weyerhaeuser and these big corporations that make paper from trees also were, like Rockefeller, not wanting that competition from cannabis. And of course, there's the food situation. Hemp is a wonderful, hemp seed oil is a phenomenal, and I'm sure Chance will agree with this. He knows that it's high in essential fatty acids. It's high in protein. Hemp seeds are a wonderful nutritional source. And of course, the food companies like Monsanto and ConAgra and the Rockefellers who are behind them didn't want that entering the food market, because anybody can grow hemp. It grows cheap, it grows easy, and it's really nutritious. So you had the food, the fuel, the fiber, and all these entities, just like you mentioned, I'm agreeing with you, the big shots didn't want this cheap, inexpensive, easy to grow, liberating, freedom promoting plant. You know, if you could grow a couple hundred hemp plants in your backyard and provide food, fuel, and fiber, boy, there goes Rockefeller, Hearst, Carnegie, and et cetera. So, yeah, that's I would encourage, you're making my case for me. I think
see would be a simple field test to determine if a person operating a motor vehicle, an airplane, or a boat has consumed cannabis, that they would lose their ability to drive and go to jail for a year.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, yeah.
With no way to get around it or get out of it whatsoever.
And I might disagree with you on the prison sentence part of that, but I'm with you.
Well,
you
unfortunately, that's what works. That's what they do in Europe. Driving while intoxicated in Europe almost never happens because the punishment is so severe, people don't do it anymore.
I agree. In no way am I promoting driving under the influence. I agree with you. Nobody should be have an altered state of consciousness while they're operating dangerous equipment. I agree with you on that.
Most of my adult life working in law firms, we had a client who was fired by her attorney once she got her 18th DWI.
Oh boy.
And we took her on.
You want to hear a good one before I close out? You want to hear a good one? Judge Anastasia up here in Rochester, a Rochester City Court judge, was arrested for drunk driving on her way to do arraignments down at the Rochester City Court, and she actually tried to get the police to make it go away and, in effect, bribing them. So we've had judges on their way to court under the influence, and I'm against driving under the influence, so I agree there should be penalties, although we can impose civil penalties without creating a worse police state by locking people up for victimless crimes.
Well, it has to be severe, or people will just keep going. Well, thanks for the call, Eric. Got a break. Right,
thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our next caller is Nancy in California. Good morning, Nancy.
I disagree with it. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I disagree with the last caller. You know, Fidel Castro wanted to flood our country with drugs to hasten our social decay. There is a really good article on marijuana that was put out by, have you heard of the Hillsdale College?
Oh, yes. I get their newsletter. Yeah.
Yeah, Imprimis?
Right, right.
Okay, so if people want to read it, all they need to do is Google Imprimis / marijuana. This man, he was a journalist, and his wife had worked at a psychiatric hospital. The article is entitled Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. And this is written by Alex Berenson. Berenson. Anyway, his wife, Dr. Jacqueline Berenson, she said that it causes schizophrenia, smoking marijuana. And she said, read the studies. So he delved into it, and he read the studies. And he said, he said that it's a story that the insider knowledge and the general public, it is so disparate what people who know, who have studied it and have come to realize versus what the general population believes about cannabis. So it's like what you said earlier. There are a lot of things that are illegal, and just because we pass a law, people are still going to do it. So what? Because they're still going to do it, we're just not going to pass any laws?
Good point, Nancy. Good points.
Yep. Well, that was your point. But
yep.
So Google and read that article, because I'd really like to get, maybe you can do part of your program on this topic sometime.
Maybe. We'll see. It might be a good topic.
I believe it's a gateway drug as well. Anyway, thank you.
Well, it is a gateway drug.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, Nancy. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, my generation, the baby boomers, we are the ones that really got this whole thing going with cannabis back in the 1960s. Before that, it was not widely used, and I've personally known a number of men and women who fell into a bag of marijuana in 1968. Never did find their way out. They just wasted their lives, absolutely wasted their lives. Here's our break. We'll be back with Professor McCanny. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.